Sinn Féin have a motion going before the Dáil, a private member's motion in the Dáil, which seeks to replace the TV licence with immediate effect and introduce an amnesty from prosecution for those who have not paid the charge. The party spokesperson and finance Piers Doherty said direct exchequer funding should pay for public service media and the allocation should be administered by the newly kind of reformed or set up Comisión na Mban, used to be the Broadcasting Authority of Ireland. The government are going to be opposing this motion. With me on the line to talk about this is Thomas Gould, Sinn Féin TD for Cork North Central. Thomas, good morning to you and thanks for joining us in the programme.
Good morning, Gerry. How are things?
What's the most important aspect of this? Is it the funding model you want to introduce or the fact that you want an amnesty for those who have refused to pay the licence over the last while?
No. What we want to do is have a fair and sustainable funding model for public service broadcasting. And at the moment, what we see is the licence fee continues to drop. And in actual fact, the government continue to pay more of it when they pay for pensioners and the household back package the people are receiving that. So the revenues are dropping from collecting the licence fee, and at the same time the state is paying more. And what we are suggesting is there was a report that was commissioned called the Future of Media Commission, and that report has been sitting on government desks for 2.5 years. And the main recommendation of that report is the abolition of the licence fee being replaced by direct investment from the Exchequer, and that's what we are proposing.
Okay, so the taxpayer will pay.
Well, the taxpayer is paying over a third at the moment already. So what we are saying is this is a new funding. And just to let you know, Gerry, this is what's happening right across Europe. There is a move away from the licence fee. Even countries like Norway have completely got rid of it and they have gone to direct exchequer funding. And what that does then, it gives certainty with the funding that will be in place.
So are you saying, Thomas, then, the idea that and the government have said, look, this is premature. Your motion this evening is a waste of time. It's premature. We're waiting two reviews that commissioned by the Minister for Media, Catherine Martin, and which are due to report in the coming weeks. Let's wait for it. You're saying that's all nonsense. They have the Media Commission report that they should have acted on a long time ago.
And the Media Commission report is almost 300 pages long, Gerry, right? It's gone into detail everything from the Irish language to the coverage of sport to more community-based media outlets. This is a really substantial piece of work that the government commissioned and was completed 2.5 years ago. So waiting for reports into RTE, and don't get me wrong, what happened in RTE at the highest levels with the lack of accountability and transparency needs to be dealt with. But that has nothing got to do with the TV licence. The TV licence is about funding RTE, TG Cahir and other media outlets like Virgin, local radios that produce content for the public good. And that's what our recommendation is. So this is not a Sinn Féin proposal. This is a proposal that the government has enacted on for 2.5 years that we are bringing forward. And the thing about this, Gerry, like 13,000 people went through the courts last year because they didn't pay their licence fee of €160. Now that was equal to just under 2.1 million. And at the same time as people were going through the courts, RT had squandered over 2.1 million on the late Toy Show musical. But there is no accountability for the people who wasted all those millions. There's no accountability for the big pensions that was revealed last week that were given out to people without the proper scrutiny and criteria in place.
Yeah.
So what we have here is executives and big wigs in RT doing whatever they wanted.
The Toy Show made a mistake. It was a punt that went badly wrong, and there wasn't enough oversight of it, or maybe certainly wasn't a proper cost-benefit analysis done on that as well. But tell me this, what do you see? You talk about 13,000. You could probably double that this year in terms of the number of people who aren't paying. What do you say to those, and the majority still, who are paying? They're saying, hold on a second, we've paid €160, we've grinned and borne it because we believe in public service broadcasting and we believe in obeying the law. You're letting all the other people off the hook just because they said, I'm sick of it, I'm not paying it.
what we are saying, listen, I've paid my own TV license, right? And I understand where there's a legal requirement to pay something, you should pay it. But in 2017, this government, or Fianna Gael government at the time, supported by Fianna Fáil, abolished the water charges and brought in an amnesty for all the people who hadn't paid it.
Yeah.
So all we are saying to do is, this was done in 2017 with water, let's do it with the TV license and let's fund it directly. And what we're also saying is, we want to ensure that Commissioner Mann would bring forward funding models, would meet with all the different broadcasters, and then bring forward a model, and that model, that funding would be based over 4 years. So it's independently done, there's a triple lock there, and also what that would do then is force the minister. Like, people are worried about playing games with RTE or with the media. With Commissioner Mann, bringing forward these recommendations for a 4-year period, and will ensure sustainable funding for public service broadcasting.
And it won't amount to a bailout from the taxpayer for RTE. No.
Well, we see money having to be given to RTE there at the end
already,
of last year.
Yeah.
And that's probably going to happen this year, because I'm talking to people now who told me that they just told the TV license inspector when they called to their doors, listen, I am not paying the money because I think what happened in RTE was a disgrace.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
People are really struggling. Like, talking to local Kerry councillors there, like Deirdre Ferris and Tom Barry and Carl Foley, they're telling me when they're knocking at the doors, the cost of living crisis. Like, people are really struggling, and you were talking there about the extension of the children's allowance to people over 18. Like, this €160, it doesn't take account if you're on minimum wage or if you're a TD. You have to pay the same, and that's not fair or equitable.
Yeah, you know, I understand that point, but what about the point that switching to an exchequer funding model, look, is it not an easy out? People don't have to bother anymore, but you lose something. You lose the idea that everyone is in it together, that we're all, you know, combining and spending some of our money on what we value as important, particularly in the current era of misinformation and scamming that's going on out there in terms of the news, that this is our way of coming together as a country and saying, yes, we're funding this because we need information, it's for the public good, it contributes to the public debate, it helps support, you know, democracy in this country. That you lose that if it just goes into the, come out of the main exchequer funding pot.
Well, Jerry, I would disagree with you there. I think it protects that. Like, well, I'm on your show now this morning, right? Your show is for the public good. It talks about the local, the national and the global issues. It that's what people of Kerry and every local radio station in the country need, good, honest reporting, right? What we're doing by bringing forward this direct exchequer funding is protecting public service broadcasting to ensure that this kind of fake news and this these comments that are on social media, that people can rely on the local radio station. And the other thing I would say then is, like, what we're trying to do is ensure that outlets like RTE, TG Cahir, other outlets know that there's funding available. Because at this moment in time, Jerry, a lot of people have moved away from TV.
A lot of people have moved to streaming services. What's your position on people who won't pay the PB licence but are happy to shell out £8.99 a month for Netflix or £11 for Disney Plus or Amazon or other streaming services, which provide zero public service broadcasting content?
But there's no data saying that people who don't pay their license pay the streaming services. What we do know is
you can imagine there's probably more than one or two in terms of the number of those streaming services have.
I pay my TV license. I spend most of the shows I watch, especially politics and current affairs, would be on Irish channels. But I'd also have streaming services for my kids, the Disney Plus and the Netflix. But, like, I think the vast majority of people who pay their license might pay those as well. But what we're saying is, like, we want a sustainable funding model. And this is not what Thomas Gould is saying, or Per Daly, or Sinn Féin. This is what the Commission for the Future of Media report outlines. And 2.5 years the government have, this has been on Catherine Martin's desk, and the Taoiseach and the Taoiseach haven't acted.
They need to act now. Do you believe the licence fee is dead, in other words, that no matter what happens from a review, no matter what happens from any level of accountability, which there hasn't been enough, that people will not go back to paying it? That in other words, the government will have to go because the model is dead. Because people feel, yeah, that's it, fine, I'm not paying it again, I don't have to worry about that one.
See, a lot of people, Jerry, are very upset by what happened, and they feel that the ordinary people, it's always on the shoulders of ordinary people. And after what's after happening in RT and the scandals, and the other people I feel really sorry for is ordinary RT workers, the people who are on these massive salaries, who are now facing redundancy or changes to their work, or maybe even pay restrictions. Like, the vast majority of people in RT have worked really hard, and we want to secure their jobs and their wages, and not just those of the elites.
All right, let me ask you this, Thomas. One or two people getting in touch on this. The listener says, will Sinn Féin give back the money to the people that have paid their licence since last June, or give them a tax credit?
Well, you see, at this moment in time, you're legally required to pay it. So all we can say is, if Sinn Féin are in government, that we will immediately stop the TV licence. But anything that happens before that, unfortunately, is beyond our control.
Okay, let me ask this question. And Johnny gets in touch and asks, is this a way forward for the TV licence, or a Sinn Féin way to punish RTE? There's populism and then there's Sinn Féin. Let's say Sinn Féin get into government the next time, and let's say RTE do something that Sinn Féin don't like, or any future government doesn't like. Does that government then have the control to punish the broadcaster by restricting or changing the Exchequer model? What's the protection against that happening?
That's why our triple lock proposal would guarantee against that, because that has come up about the independence of the media. And what we are saying is a multi-annual funding, every 4 years the funding would be set for, and also that Commissioner Mann would advise on that funding requirement, and that a minister cannot change that unless in exceptional circumstances, like if the troika had to be brought in, or if there was another financial crisis. Otherwise, that cannot be touched for 4 years, and that protects the independence and the funding.
All right, Thomas, listen, we'll leave it there. We'll see what happens with that private member's bill. If you have a view on what Sinn Féin are saying, get in touch with us, and quite a few of you are. With regards to that, would you be happy with that? An amnesty for everyone who hasn't paid, and switch straight away. Don't wait for the reports. There's a Media Commission report that's been on a desk for quite a while, and that is recommending a number of different options that should have probably been, well, it's fair to say, certainly the nettle should have been grasped before the scandal, and now the government are under pressure to do it in quick time, given the numbers of people who aren't paying their TV licence. What's your view on that? You'll be paying it through your tax. You'll be paying one way or the other. You'll be paying through your taxes, or you'll be paying a licence fee. Is the licence fee model now totally dead? And would it be further killed off if there is an amnesty and it's gone forever, switched to a model of funding that comes from the Exchequer directly for not just RTE, but other broadcasters, independent and private and otherwise, who show every day that they're doing public service broadcasting.